Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
It must have been cold there in my shadow to never have sunlight on your face. You were content to let me shine.
Story, great story in this song.
Maybe
didn't go to the movie. The Bee Gees. This is just a phenomenal song.
While you were the one with all the strength.
And how many times is this used for inspiration? Kind of like, in a way, although maybe not used in the same way, when you hear music at funerals that sort of typify. Amazing Grace, for example, comes to mind. It typifies what you think that person's life is about or what they wish people thought their life had been about. This is a song that I think has a great place in circumstances like that, because how many of us have people in our lives that are unsung heroes, that are really contributors to our success, and we don't really ever acknowledge them properly? Chuck Curry is here. The birthday of Bette Midler. How old is she?
71 years young.
Good for her. She's still around. She gets it. She still
you
got
know,
it.
You remember the movie from 1979, which really put her on the map as an actress?
It wasn't a 9 to 5.
It was The Rose.
Oh, The Rose. Yes, right.
Which was really a loose biopic of Janis Joplin. She was terrific in that movie.
Yeah, yeah. Not to be confused with the movie that Kevin Spacey was in, where there are a lot of roses, but it wasn't the same movie by any stretch of the imagination.
Wow, that was a definite
stretch. It was roses.
American
that
Beauty.
Came into my mind.
Yeah.
All right, so Chuck, you got a bunch of movie news for us, no doubt, so we'll get to it in just a moment here.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer won 3 Super Bowls with the Cowboys in the 90s. He's a 5-time Pro Bowler who racked up 65 touchdowns and almost 12,000 receiving yards.
Michael Irvin, touchdown, Dallas.
So, where is Michael Irvin now? Michael's been a studio analyst for NFL Game Day Morning on the NFL Network since 2009. He joined a group of former NFL stars, including Ron Jaworski and Mike Ditka, as an investor in an Indian football league that recently kicked off its first season. Michael also speaks to rookies about how to handle fame associated with being in the NFL.
We must stop letting the ignorance of our youth and our history prevent us from our destiny.
Hall of Fame advice from a Hall of Fame receiver. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Today on App Check, Rula is a large scrolling banner for displaying messages from a distance. For $2, that's what it does. Rula.
There's something screwy around here.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
All right, let's get to it, Chuck. What do you have for movie news? Lots of it I'm expecting today, right?
Well, filming, first I'll start with some movie news, then I'll go into TV. Filming has begun on MGM's remake of the 1974 Charles Bronson classic film Death Wish, which is going to star Bruce Willis as the architect who turns vigilante Paul Kersey. It's going to be directed by Eli Roth, who did those 2 Hostel movies. It comes out in 2017. Now, considering Doug, Bruce Willis has done a lot of stuff that's gone right to DVD, I think this one's going to get a theatrical release. And if it makes any money, I would expect it to turn into a franchise property for Willis going forward. I just was going to say, I was telling you off the air, last night I was on Facebook, and a sponsored ad popped up of a toy company selling a Walking Dead-related product, a barbed-wired baseball bat named Lucille, after the villain Negan on that hit TV show. I don't know how many kids are going to be getting that for Christmas, but I know my 11-year-old daughter is going to get 2 in case one breaks.
Chucker.
And one other bit of TV news. The FXX channel aired a 600-episode marathon of The Simpsons. And to show you how popular The Simpsons still are, their ratings went up 250% during that marathon.
They have 600 episodes of that thing?
600 episodes.
It's been on for 25 years, right? God.
Yeah, it's the longest running, I believe now it's the longest running scripted television series of all time.
Yeah, that would be it if it's 26 years, yeah. Right, longest one before that was Gunsmoke, and the longest one before that was Law & Order, the first version. All right, Chucker, good man. It's 59 past the hour.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.